welcome the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again. Good again. Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick shiroo. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under. Banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left. It goes to Mesher. Back door. Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup. Got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordano, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with a travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
No, you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Botkins. I am Bryant Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sidney Daily News, in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, the Shelby County online radio entertainment system. The junior varsity game just wrapped up here, and we have a varsity contest coming up soon between the visiting Jackson Center Tigers and the home Botkins Trojans. Botkins enters today's game with a 1-0 overall record. They got off to a late start this year because they had a couple of games that were moved due to their opponents making long football runs. But the Trojans started with a 45-36 win over Minster on Monday. Jackson Center enters this one 2-1 overall, 1-1 in Shelby County Athletic League play. The Tigers lost their season opener to Rushi in a nail biter that Chuck and Jack had here on Scores. as Rushi rallied to win that one. Jackson has won two lopsided games since then against Anna, in which they doubled up the score, and then most recently against Coldwater. That Jackson-Rushi game was sure a fun one, Chuck. We'll see what we have in store here tonight at Bodkins. Could be a fun one as well, but the Trojans a bit different looking now after a core group from the last 2 years during their successful 2021 state run and a run to the regional finals last year, most of which has graduated.
Yeah, basically they've got Carter Plyman left, 6'5 senior. They've got some other kids that played some last year. One that stands out was Jordan Herzog. He had a really nice sophomore year. They really are going to need him to do some scoring and play some good defense for him this year. On the other side, Jackson, they got Jace Mullenauer. That kid can just flat out score. He needs to have a good game tonight. And then you got Fark shooting the ball from the arc. That's one of my favorites. And Camden Reese and Roberts, those two young men, have to have big games for them tonight also.
You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're going to pause for a brief break. When we come back, we're going to take a look at your Francis Schulze building components for tonight's game. We'll be back momentarily on ScoresBroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Ryan Pilling alongside Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Jackson Center taking on Botkins tonight in the Shelby County Athletic League Showdown. Botkins beat Jackson 34-24 in the team's first meeting last year, and the Trojans also won the second matchup in Jackson Center. That was a 44-39 victory that the Trojans had in overtime in Jackson Center. Botkins repeated as Shelby County Athletic League champs last year, finished 25-3 overall, and advanced to a regional final. A nice follow-up after winning the Division IV state final in the 2020-2021 season. As Chuck said earlier, Carter Plyman, 6'5" senior, and Jordan Herzog, 6'4" junior, both returning this year for the Trojans. They're only two returnees, both inside post players. They have a number of new players this year, including Grant Berger, who scored 8 points in the squad's opening game. Carter Plyman led the way with 18 in that victory over Minster on Monday. Jackson Center finished 19-7 overall last year. They're being led by Coach Scott Elkert, who is in his 28th year now, an institution. He's had those 28 years over the course of 2 10-year years at Jackson Center. Many returnees this year, and 3 returning starters, Camden Reese, Nolan Fark, and Jace Mullenauer, and that's part of the reason why the Tigers are off to a 2-1 start, with their lone loss being a nail-biter to an also very experienced Rushi team. A lot of newcomers this year, including one big piece on the inside for Jackson Center that has added some height for them this year, and that is a sophomore in Reed Platfoot.
Yeah, but he had a nice game against Rushi. I was impressed. He's only going to get better as the season goes on.
From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are some key building components too, which Chuck has for us.
Well, looking on the Botkins side, you got Carter Plyman. Everybody expects him to score a lot of points, and he's going to. But as the senior on this really young team, he's going to have to be a facilitator also. He's going to have to put an arm around them when they make a mistake. He's going to have to try to get them going in the game, find the hot shooter. He's going to almost have to be a psychologist early in the season. But I think that as the year goes on, they're going to become a really good basketball team. If you look on the other side, Jackson Center, it comes down to Mullenauer. He's a heck of a shooter. You got to find him and know where he is. Camden Reese does a real nice job on the inside. Reed Platfoot, we just talked about. They're going to have to really hit the boards. They're going to have to find Plyman and make sure that he only gets one attempt down the floor. They can't let him get 2 and 3 offensive rebounds.
Remember, for the finest building components from Francis Schulze, Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. It's Botkins and Jackson Center tonight, the first of what could be a nice weekend for us here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's tomorrow afternoon. We have Minster traveling to Fort Laramie in a girls basketball showdown between two arch rivals. That is always a fun game. And we will also have the Tigers coming up this Tuesday as Fort Laramie travels to Jackson Center for a boys Shelby County Athletic League game. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and we will get underway here between Botkins and Jackson Center. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
I'm Ryan Billing alongside Chuck McBee here at Botkins, the Fieldhouse. It is Jackson Center taking on Botkins in a Shelby County Athletic League game. We've got the national anthem coming up here momentarily. We'll get the starting lineup out of the way first. looking at the visiting Jackson Center Tigers, a 6'2" senior Nolan Fark, a 5'10" senior Jace Mullenauer, a 6'2" senior Grant Elkert, a 6'0" senior Bryson Roberts, a 6'3" senior Camden Reese. That is the five starters for Jackson Center, which again enters this SCAL game with a 2-1 record. Starting for the 1-0 Botkins Trojans tonight, you have a 6'5" senior Carter Blyman, a 5'10" junior Ryland Paul, a 5'5" junior J.J. Meyer, a 6'2" senior Brant Berger, and a 6'4" junior Jordan Herzog. It's Jackson Center taking on Botkins here on ScoresBroadcast.com. When we come back, we'll have the tip-off between these two teams. This is Scores Broadcast.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1800. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we could fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip 'em, crunch 'em. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Myers Tavern is a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from around the world. Myers Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can always be sure you'll find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast begins at 6 a.m. The omelets are popular starters. Terrific strip loin steak dinners are only $14.50. Myers Tavern is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal, any time of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Phone 937-639-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. I am Brian Billing in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for a Shelby County Athletic League contest between the visiting Jackson Center Tigers and the home Botkins Trojans. Starting lineups are being introduced. Now we ran through those a few minutes ago. We also ran through the Francis Schulze keys to the game. But looking at those two games that these squads had last year, Chuck, both really low scoring. And, of course, you could probably say that a lot of times for Jackson Center just in general with the style of ball that they play under Coach Scott Elkert. Very methodical.
Yeah, they don't take a lot of bad shots, because if you do, you're going to go sit next to a coach. They play really, really good man-to-man defense, and that hasn't changed. On the other side of the court, last year, Botkins, they could play either style. They were at their best when they were running the floor. And I'll tell you, the one that jumps back at me, and it was one of their losses last year, was up at Lima Shawnee when they jumped out to a 20-some point lead at halftime and let it all slip away at the buzzer. But I think that was a key for them to really turn their season around last year.
I know another high-flying, high-scoring game they had was against Springfield Shawnee down at Centerville.
That was a good one, yep.
And they are going to take on the Shawnee Braves this Sunday right back there in Centerville as they're doing that event again for the second straight year. Of course, Zion Crowell back for the Shawnee Braves out of Springfield. I know you and Jack were both very impressed with him in that contest last year. It should be interesting to see how that one goes. I believe Shawnee did lose. Crow was back, but I think they lost a lot too. So big two game. Teams that are still trying to find their identities heading into that one. Again, Botkins taking on Shawnee, that game on Sunday. Other games, Shelby County Athletic League games going on tonight. Features Fairlawn at Anna and Houston at Rushi. We'll have score updates of those if we can find them for you here tonight. Of course, the main action, Jackson Center taking on Botkins. Starting lineups have now finished being introduced, and we are about ready to have the tip-off. Huge crowd here tonight for Botkins homecoming in a very big atmosphere. A lot of enthusiasm you can feel tonight.
Well, I pulled in at about 5:15, and the parking lot was jam-packed. And I'm thinking, did I miss the game? But then I remembered it was homecoming.
It is Camden Reese going up against Carter Plyman from the tip-off. There's the tip. And Botkins comes away with it. We are underway between the Tigers and Trojans here on scoresbroadcast.com. Carter Plyman throws up a three from the top of the key and gets it. Oh, he motions back to the student section after doing it. They're on fire early as the Trojans take a 3-0 lead over the Tigers. 7:37 and counting left in the first quarter. Jackson passing the ball around now. Reese throws it over to Fark. Nolan Fark at the top of the key throws it over on the left corner to Elkert. Elkert fires it over to Reese. Reese goes back out opposite side to Fark. Fark dribbles and throws the pass over to Roberts. Roberts goes over to Grant Elkert. Elkert on the left wing throws it over in the corner to Reese. Reese goes back to Roberts. And they exchange again. Dribbling it now is Reese on the right wing. Jackson Center getting set up here. He dribbles back around to the top of the key, throws it over in the left corner to Roberts. Roberts goes over to Elkert. Elkert with it at the top of the key, throws it back to Roberts. Roberts goes inside to Reese. Reese turns and fires a pass back out on the right wing to Elkert. And Jackson Center continues to pass it. 6:36 and counting. We've had a full minute go on this possession. Here's a shot off the rim. It was by Nolan Fark. Carter Plyman's there for the rebound.
Boy, all that work, that was not the shot you wanted out of that possession.
Rylan Paul has it now for Botkins. 6:22 and counting. The Trojans on top, 3-0. Meyer with it. He throws it over to Berger. Berger goes back to Herzog. Herzog throws it over to Berger. Now Herzog takes a pass again. Throws a short pass to Paul on the right wing. Paul goes over to Berger. Berger to Plyman. Plyman left wing dribbling with it while being guarded by Reese. He goes up for a three. It's nothing but net. He fell down. I don't think he actually had any contact there and was just trying to draw the foul.
Yeah, I think he was trying to get one. That could have been a flop.
But he was able to knock down the three nonetheless. A quick shot by Jackson Center. It's no good. Plyman gets the rebound, throws it up the court to Herzog. Herzog goes for a shot. It's blocked. Out of bounds off of Herzog as he was falling down, and it will be Jackson Center ball.
I think they got a lot of ball, but they forgot to look at the body because he got hammered from the shoulders down.
Bodkins leads Jackson Center 6-0, 5:38 left in the first quarter. Camden Reese dribbling with it now for the Tigers on the right wing. He throws across court, left corner to Molinar, pulls it for a three from there. Nothing but net. Jackson Center on the board. 5:22 and counting left. 6-3 lead. Not anymore. Carter climbing from behind the volleyball line. Wow.
Good picking by change name schools. That was deep.
9-3 lead for Bodkins. We've got nothing but threes so far in this game. 5:04 and counting left in this first quarter. Here's a three by Elkert off the rim. No good. Herzog's there for the rebound. Bodkins works it down the court. Climbing with it. He's dribbling. He goes inside now. Shot off the glass. No good. There's a rebound by Roberts, who throws it up court to Fark. Fark dribbles, puts up a three from the left wing, and gets it to fall. 9-6. 4:40 and counting left in the first quarter. It's a three-point shooting clinic so far.
Yeah, this is amazing. Five made threes.
Carter Plyman just across half court dribbling. Picks up his dribble. Throws a bounce pass inside to Paul. Paul's shot almost went in. Can't quite get it there off the glass. Jackson Center rebounds. It is now working on its end. Camden Reese has a ball knocked away. He touched it, though, and it's going to be Bodkins' ball.
Boy, that was a heck of a pass by Carter Plyman down there. Paul just couldn't do the finish.
It was. Plyman has scored all 9 of Bodkins' points on threes. And Jackson's 6 points have both come on threes as well. One by Nolan Fark and one by Jace Molinauer. Carter Plyman gets the inbounds pass after the ball went out of bounds. And he's dribbling now. Plyman at the top of the key looking for someone to throw to. He throws a pass over to Colin Dosek, who came in that timeout. Dosek goes back out to Berger, who throws a three up. It's an air ball out of bounds. And Jackson Center will take it in from under the Bodkins basket. That really fired up the Jackson Center kids who are sitting near us on the mezzanine. They didn't really need a excuse to get fired up, as they've been ready for this game since before the JV game began. We are here on the mezzanine at center court, way above the scorer's table. Jackson Center in gray going from right to left here in this first half. Bodkins in all white going from left to right. 3:38 and counting now left in this first quarter. 9-6 lead for the Trojans. Jackson's been working it now with it as far. He goes inside, puts up a shot. It's no good. There's Paul for the rebound. Paul throws it back up the court to Dosek. Dosek dribbling, throws it over to Herzog, who fires up a three. It is no good. Jackson Center gets the rebound, races back down. They're getting a pass and going up for a shot. Inside is Molinauer. It's no good. Dosek, a 5'8" sophomore guard, comes away with the rebound for Bodkins. The Trojans drive it back down to their end, and we have a whistle. It's a foul. That is a foul that goes against Lucas Hartle. That is his first. That's just the first foul we've had tonight. It was a shooting foul,
yep,
and that sends Ryland Paul to the free throw line. Paul's first free throw attempt is up. Hits off the front of the rim. He'll get a second chance. Clock stopped with 3:07 left in the first. Trojans on top of Jackson Center, 9-6. Paul dribbles at the line. Here's the second free throw. Off the rim and no good as well. There for the rebound is Camden Reese for Jackson Center. And the Tigers work it back across half court. It's Reese still with it. He throws a bounce pass to Roberts. Roberts dribbling with it. He throws it over to Nolan Fark. Fark dribbling. Throws a bounce pass back to Reese. Reese goes back out to the top of the key. And there he finds Nolan Fark, who hits a three. Nothing but net. It's still nothing but threes in this game. And we have a 9-9 tie with 2:36 and counting left in the first. Carter Plyman with it now for Bodkins. He's dribbling along the left wing, goes up for a three. It's off the glass, no good. Bodkins comes away with a rebound. How about that effort by Colin Dosek grabbing the rebound? He was able to throw a pass over to Colton Plyman. a 6'4" sophomore post. And that Plyman got the shot to fall to get Botkins ahead again, 11-9. 2:03 and counting now as Jackson works it on its end. There's a shot blocked. Rebound by Herzog. He throws it up court to Rylan Paul, who went up for a shot. No good, but he was fouled as he shot. And that is another foul that goes against Lucas Hartle of Jackson Center. Hartle, a 5'11 junior. And that sends Paul to the free throw line once again. Paul's first free throw attempt is up. This one rolls out. Not having a lot of luck. We'll see if he can get a shot to go in this time. Chuck, did you see who had that last block down there for Botkins? That was a spectacular block, but I missed it with the pole here in the mezzanine, yeah, blocking my vision right where that happened at.
I'm ready to kill some kids next to me, so I missed it too.
Paul's second free throw off the front of the rim. No good. He's 0 for 4 from the line. Botkins on top, 11-9, though. Jackson Center grabs the rebound. Camden Reese with it at the top of the key. He throws a pass over to Fark, who nearly lost control of it, but he regained. Now with it is Lucas Heikamp, who came in during those last three throws. There's a pass inside, trying to go to Fark, but Botkins rips it away. Dosek works it up court, throws it over to Plyman. Carter Plyman throws it over to Brant Berger. Berger goes back to Dosek. Dosek throws it over to Rylan Paul. Paul throws a bounce pass back out to Berger. Berger goes back to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman with it throws it over to Colton Plyman. Colton Plyman throws it over in the right corner to Dosek. Dosek throws it back across court to Carter Plyman. He's dribbling now. Backs out near half court. 58 seconds and counting left in this first quarter. Plyman dribbles, pulls up for a jumper, off balance, no good. There for the long rebound is Camden Reese with 50 seconds left. He tried firing a pass up court to Lucas Heitkamp, and Heitkamp couldn't come away with it. Goes out of bounds and will be Botkin's ball. 47.8 seconds left in the first quarter. Trojans on top, 11-9. Looks like Botkins is going to go for one shot here as Carter Plyman slowly walks the ball past half court. He's dribbling near half court now, 34 seconds and counting. Motions, throws the pass over to Colin Dosek. Dosek then exchanges it again. Carter Plyman with it, 23 seconds and counting. And now with it, after a couple of passes, is Dosek, and Dosek goes back to Carter Plyman. 15 seconds and counting. Carter Plyman near half court. He throws it over to Berger. Berger throws it over back to Carter Plyman, and Plyman goes inside and gets a shot to fall off the glass. 4 seconds left. Jackson Center races down the court. Here is a three at the buzzer off the front of the rim by Nolan Fark. No good. So we end the first quarter with Botkins on top of Jackson Center. 13-9, and a first quarter that featured a ton of three-pointers. It wasn't until the last two shots of that corner that we got a basket in the paint. We'll be back here on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Heading into the second quarter, Botkins leads Jackson Center 13-9. Trojans had the lead early. Jackson Center came back and tied it up 9-9. But the Trojans made the last two baskets of the first quarter, one by Colton Plyman and one by Carter Plyman. What a three-point shooting show before that, though, Chuck.
Well, yeah, there were six threes in the first quarter. And the first, I think the first, at least five shots were threes. Colton Blyman had a really nice JV game, the 6'4 sophomore.
I think he's going to be a stud, just like Jacob Blyman and Carter Blyman. Jacob in the past tense and Carter still in the present tense have an R for the Trojans. Jackson gets it to start things off here in the second quarter. Chuck, they were looking to get more inside here late in that first quarter. We'll see if they continue to try to do that. What's been their problem there so far?
Well, that. They turned the ball over. Plus, they're letting Plyman go off too easily.
I queued you up just in time for that.
Carter turnovers for them. Botkins hasn't turned it yet.
Carter Plyman came away, ripped the ball away. There is a long three by Berger. No good. So Jackson Center escapes without any damage done by that turnover. Rebound by the Tigers. They go back down on their end, but there is a turnover called as Jace Molenauer was trying to pull up for a three-pointer. So Botkins gets the ball again, 7-12 and counting left in the second quarter, 13-9 lead for Botkins over Jackson Center. Carter Plyman works it across half court. He's dribbling, throws it over to Herzog. Herzog goes over in the corner to Paul. Paul goes back out to Carter Plyman, who pulls up for a three. It's no good. Grant Berger comes away with that rebound. He goes back to Herzog now. Herzog goes up for a shot. No good. Jackson Center grabs the rebound. The Tigers now working it on their end. Grant Elkert with it, throws it across the court to Bryson Roberts, who knocks down a three, nothing but net from the right corner. Jackson Center pulls, that was a two, thank you, Chuck.
No, that was their fourth three.
That was their fourth three,
yes.
Wow, okay. Nothing but threes for the Tigers. They pulled within one, 13-12, 6-18 and counting. Left in the second quarter, beautiful three from the right corner there. Botkins trying to find a response on its end now. Plyman throws a long pass over to J.J. Meyer. J.J. Meyer, right wing, dribbles, looks, throws it over to Herzog. Herzog goes over to Colin Dosek. Dosek throws a pass over to Berger. Berger back to Carter Plyman. Plyman across court to Meyer, who pulls up for a three. Left corner, it rolls in. Botkins goes back ahead by four at 16-12, 5:45 left in the second quarter.
That just sounds right, hearing three-pointer by Meyer, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And there is an offensive foul by Jackson Center. That was called against Nolan Fark. Botkins will now get the ball and take it out from under Jackson Center's basket. Clock stopped with 5:38 left in the second quarter. 16-12. The Trojans lead the Tigers. How many three-pointers are we up to now after those last two? Is that eight?
Eight.
Wow. As you said, saying Meyer for three just sounds right. It's J.J. Meyer now for the Trojans. There's a turnover by Jackson Center. Plyman had it. He is able to race back down the court as it was Camden Reese who stole it. He blocks Reese's shot. Botkins grabs the rebound. They race back up court. There is a missed shot by Herzog and a putback by who else? Carter Plyman.
My goodness.
Botkins has an 18-12 lead after that putback by Plyman. Plyman has 13 of Botkins' 18 points.
I talked to his dad before the game, and we were saying that there's going to be games where he has to do this.
There is a response by Jackson Center, a three from the left wing by Jace Molenauer. 18-15, Botkins leads after that three by Molenauer. Meyer dribbling again. He throws a pass, and there is a timeout called by Botkins coach Phil Groves. He's in his second year at the helm of the Trojans. We'll step away for a timeout and be back shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-7000.
3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Botkins leads Jackson Center 18-15 coming out of that full timeout. As we were talking about a little bit ago, J.J. Meyer, the Meyer now shooting threes for Botkins. It was Jamison Meyer beforehand. He was so key on that skate run. Really came up big late in that tournament run and knocked down some key shots in those last four games or so. Botkins takes it in. After that timeout, Colton Plyman has it at the top of the key. He throws it over to Paul. Paul now goes back out to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman dribbling. Dribbling. And throws it over to Dosick. Dosick goes back to Plyman. Plyman throws it over to Paul. Paul dribbling at the free throw line. Throws it back outside to Dosick. Dosick backs out near half court now. Trojans reset. 4:04 and counting left in the second quarter. They're ahead by three. Colton Plyman with it inside, dribbling, turns, shoots, off the glass, it's good.
Nice.
That pushes Botkins' lead to 20-15 with 3:49 and counting left in the second.
Well, there's going to be a sad J.V. Botkins coach down there because he's not going to have Colton Plyman very much longer.
No, he is not. Botkins nearly had a pass go back across half court, but there to save it is Roberts, and the Trojans working the ball around now. Fark has it, right corner. There's a couple of passes. Now with it on the left wing is Heitkamp. Heitkamp throws a bounce pass back to Fark. Fark goes over to Molenauer. Molenauer with it. He throws it over to Camden Reese. Camden Reese, right wing, dribbles twice inside and throws it back out. Now with it on the right wing is Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes over to Roberts, who pulls up for a long jumper. No good. Botkins grabs the rebound. Jordan Herzog takes a pass from Plyman, tries to throw a bounce pass inside. It is taken away. There to intercept it for Jackson Center is Molenauer. Molenauer with it, pulls up for a three. It's nothing but net from the left wing. Jackson Center pulls within 20-18 with 2:45 left after that Molenauer three. He has 9 points, all on three-pointers.
Jackson hadn't hit a two yet, or they haven't taken a free throw.
Colton Plyman with it. He goes to Carter Plyman as Botkins tries to find a response on its end. Colton Plyman with it. Hands it off to his older brother, Carter. Carter goes back out to Dosek. Dosek near half court dribbling, throws a bounce pass to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman on the right wing. Dribbles once, then passes to Herzog. Herzog goes over to Dosek, who pulls up for a three and knocks it down. Nothing but net from the left wing. 2:07 and counting left in the second quarter. Botkins leads Jackson Center 23-18. Jackson working on its end now. Heitkamp with it. He throws it to Molenauer. And Molenauer goes back to Heitkamp in the left corner. Now with it is Camden Reese at the top of the key. He throws it over to Fark. Fark dribbling, pulls up for a long three off the back of the rim, and no good. There is a rebound inside by Molenauer. He goes back up. No good. Carter Plyman comes away with that rebound. 1:32 and counting left in the second quarter. What a fast quarter this has been. What a fast first half. Botkins on top, 23-18.
This is my kind of basketball game. Both teams just going at it.
Yes, it is. This is basketball at its finest, for sure. Dosick with it. He throws it over to Herzog. Herzog throws it over to Ryland Paul. Ryland Paul goes across the court. Now with it on the left wing is Carter Plyman. He dribbles inside, being guarded by Roberts, and he is called for an offensive foul. As there was some contact, and Camden Reese, that was, that fell down for Jackson Center. Clock stopped with 1:03 left in the second quarter. Botkins ahead 23-18. Some substitutions coming in. Jackson getting ready to take it in from under Botkins' basket after that Botkins offensive foul. It's also a wet spot on the floor from where Reese fell down. Manager comes in and wipes that up. Jackson Center takes it in. And we are now under a minute to play and counting left in the second quarter. Tigers trail by 5, 23-18. They're trying to cut into this gap here in the final seconds. Bryson Roberts has it. He throws a bounce pass over to Farke. Farke dribbles along the baseline, pulls up for a shot. No good. There's a rebound by Reese. He goes back up for a shot. No good, but he was fouled as he shot. And he'll go to the free throw line. Picking up that foul for Botkins was... Who did they call that on? That was Grant Flora. I had to double check. He did come in during that timeout. I wasn't sure when I saw the official go up with those numbers, because that's the first time Flora, a 6'4" junior post, has been in tonight.
That's a free throw by Reed Plattfoot. It is Plattfoot, his first point of the night.
And that is the first non-3-point point that Jackson Center has got. So yes, Reed Plattfoot, 6'5" sophomore, who was fouled on that putback attempt. I think I mistakenly said it was Camden Reese. Plattfoot misses the second one. Ball goes out of bounds after the missed one. Off of Jackson Center. Oh no, we have a foul called. Okay, so there was a foul called on Jackson Center after that missed free throw.
They called it on Reese.
They did. That is his first. Again, not many fouls in this first half. Jackson Center's only committed 4. Botkins has only committed 2. And we are 35 seconds and counting away from halftime. And it looks like Botkins is going to go for one shot here again. Carter Plyman dribbling near half court as the clock ticks down. 24 seconds and counting. Carter Plyman dribbles. He was right near the middle of the court. He's walked over to the left. Now he's back almost dead in the center of the court, near half court. 10 seconds and counting. 9 seconds. And here we go with 6 seconds. Plyman goes inside, pulls back out for a jumper. Off the back, no good. There's a rebound and putback attempt by Herzog as the buzzer sounds. It is no good. So we go to halftime with Botkins on top of Jackson Center, 23-19, after a fantastic first half of basketball. When we come back, we will have halftime coverage presented by AAG Incorporated and Schnipple Construction. And Chuck will have the complete scoring for us in a first half that had a lot of threes. And that'll be fun as he's tallying those up now to count them.
I got my shoe off. I think I can get that high.
I again am Brian Filling alongside Chuck McBee. It's Botkins 23 and Jackson Center 19 at halftime in this Shelby County Athletic League contest on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Halftime coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., is the industry's clear choice. And it's also brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Here with the halftime scoring is Chuck McBee.
Well, looking at the team stats first, Botkins has a 12-10 rebounding advantage, 4-3 on the offensive boards. The Tigers turned it over six times. Botkins only turned it over three against that good man-to-man pressure that Jackson puts on you. That was pretty good. Botkins missed all four of their free throws. Jackson Center, one of two. Individual scoring for the Tigers. They were led by Jace Mullenauer with 3 threes for 9. And Nolan Bark, 2 threes for 6. Bryson Roberts, 1 3 for 3. And Reed Platfoot ruined it for everybody by making a free throw, not a three. So he had one. They scored 9 and 10, 19 for the first half. And I just got kicked in the back. Carter Plyman leads Botkins with 13. He had 3 threes, 2 threes. 4 for his brother Colton Plyman. Now Carter could be his first time he's been called the older brother.
Yes.
So he had 4. They got a 3 from Dosik. They got a 3 from J.J. Meyer. They scored 13 and 10, and they lead it 23-19 at the half.
Halftime coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com. Again, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial
commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
I'm Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in for Jack Kramer. He's taken a few days off, but we'll be back here next week on Scores. We still have Chuck McBee, the best color man in the business.
But we won't say what I'm normally known for.
And we are at halftime. Coming out of halftime, it's nearly time to start the third quarter. Botkins is on top of Jackson Center, 23-19, here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Again, tomorrow here on Scores, we have Minster at Fort Laramie Girls Basketball. And then on Tuesday, boys basketball as Fort Laramie travels to Jackson Center. I saw Fort Laramie coach Corey Britton up there. He's getting a look at the Tigers ahead of that Tuesday matchup. Should be a fun one in Jackson Center. Both squads walking back out on the court now. We're almost ready to restart play here. Chuck, just a fantastic half as we talked about. The key question, well, how can Jackson get more involved in inside? Because right now they've been relying on those threes to stay in this game.
Well, they got Botkins has a little size. I mean, Carter Plyman is a shot blocker. And then when he had his brother out there at 6'4", they had a lot more size than Jackson did.
Botkins gets it to start things off here in this third quarter. Now with it is Herzog. Herzog goes inside, has the ball nearly knocked away, comes back up with it, goes back up for a shot, and gets it to fall.
That was persistent.
With 7 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter, Botkins on the board first in this second half, and they lead 25-19. I had to double-check the scoreboard there. Hard to believe Herzog hasn't scored yet.
Yeah, but he hadn't even taken a shot or two.
That's what happens, though, when it's a guy like Carter Plyman who's on fire, and as I know some coaches like to say, you feed the studs, and that is one stud that is on fire so far. Jackson working back around. It's in. We're already under 7 minutes to play, and there's a long three by Grant Elker from the top of the key, 25-22.
Nice
Botkins ahead by three.
Sorry, nice jab step. You put your foot right between the defender's feet. His choice is to step back, and you get the three, or his choice is to stay up. You go around him, and that was a great jab step that time by Elkert.
I guess if Jackson can keep knocking down threes like that, they're not going to need to get involved inside much.
Needs a two.
Botkins working on it. It's in. Herzog with it at the top of the key. He hands it off to Meyer. Meyer goes over to Brant Berger. Berger goes back to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman dribbling in the right corner. Plyman dribbles around, throws a pass inside to Berger. It's blocked. Was that Reese with the block, Chuck?
Yes, that was a heck of a block.
It was. Jackson gets the rebound. Elkert with it now on the left wing. He throws it inside. to Reese, and Reese knocks down a shot off the glass to cut us within 1 point at 25-24. That is the first two-point basket Jackson Center has made tonight. 5:48 and counting left in the third quarter. Botkins clinging to a one-point lead. Herzog trying to dribble inside, can't find anything, fires it back outside to Berger. Berger throws it over on the left wing to Paul. Paul throws a bounce pass over to Meyer. Meyer on the right wing, dribbling around the arc, looking and throws a pass to Herzog. Herzog to Plyman. Carter Plyman. Dribbles, backs out, near half court now. 5:22 and counting as the Trojans will reset. Plyman dribbles up, looking for someone to pass it to after picking up his dribble, then throws it over. What a beautiful play there. It's Rylan Paul with that pass, and that puts Botkins ahead by three again, 27-24.
Good basket cut by Paul, but I'll tell you, Carter Plyman does not get enough. He's a scorer, but boy, he's a passer and a rebounder. He's an outstanding all-around basketball player.
Yes, he is. Elkert with it now. Jackson Center trying to find a response. 4:53 and counting. There's a turn. What a beautiful spin by Camden Reese inside. No, excuse me, that was Bryson Roberts with that move. Great move by Roberts. That cuts it back down to 1 point again at 27-26. There's a spin move by Herzog, but he has the ball ripped away in the post. There, grabbing it, is Nolan Fark for Jackson Center. He goes over to Elkert, who knocks down a three. Nothing but net from the right wing. Jackson on top for the first time tonight, 29-27, 4:20 and counting left in the third quarter. Botkins working on its end. They'll try to find a response here. Playing with the deficit for the first time tonight after Jackson Center scores 5 quick points. With it at the top of the key is Paul. Paul throws a pass inside and there's a whistle. It's a one-handed bounce pass he threw in there, kind of dangerous. Herzog had trouble coming up with it. But a foul, I think it was away from where the ball was. I didn't see the foul that happened. It's called on Roberts.
Yeah, he had a hold of Herzog's arm, and they kind of got a little chippy with each other.
Okay.
Referee stepped in and pushed him away.
Carter Plyman's going to throw it in. We have a couple of substitutions coming in here for both teams. Plyman ready to throw it in from under Botkin's basket. The Trojans in all white, they're going from right to left here in this second half. Jackson Center in all gray, they're going from left to right. And there's a quick foul. Oh, the ball went out of bounds, excuse me, as they were trying to throw it in. So Plyman will reset and try to throw it in again. He throws a pass back over the top to Paul, and Paul now at the top of the key directs teammates, and Botkins goes to work. With it now is Dosek. Dosek back out near half court, dribbles up right side. He fell down with it. Fark comes away with the ball, racing down the court, pulls up for a jumper near the free throw line, off the front of the rim. No good. Rylan Paul grabs the rebound. He's dribbling with it now on the left side for Botkins. And now Dosek with it near half court. Botkins will reset again. 3:18 and counting left in the third quarter. Jackson Center on top, 29-27. Jordan Herzog with it, being guarded by Bryson Roberts. And he hands it off now to Dosek. Dosek backs out near half court. 2:59 and counting. Dosek throws it over to Paul, and Paul has it taken away by Grant Elkert. Elkert works it across half court for Jackson Center. He's dribbling, throws it over to Reese. Reese goes back to Molinauer, pulls out for a three, no good, and we have a whistle on the rebound. That three rolled in and fell out.
Yeah, it was halfway down. And they called the foul on Elkert that time. That was his first.
And that's just Jackson Center's second of this third quarter. No fouls by Botkins. Very clean game so far.
Yeah. I think it's a well-officiated game because I like no fouls.
And as we've mentioned before, it's certainly a fast-moving game. We're at 8:02, and we're already into the final minutes of the second quarter. 2:23 and counting left in this third quarter. Meyer with it now as Botkins is working it on its end. Colton Plyman came in during those last substitutions. And he is dribbling. throws it over to Dosik. Dosik goes back over to Meyer. Meyer with it, dribbling on the right side. Dribbles back out near half court and throws it to Dosik. Dosik dribbling, goes over to Herzog. Herzog to Carter Plyman. Plyman to his younger brother, Colton. Colton dribbling at the top of the key, throws it over to Herzog. Herzog, right corner, dribbles inside along the baseline, goes up for an awkward shot, no good. There for the rebound is Reese. Reese throws it up court to Jace Molinauer, and Molinauer gets a basket to fall. That puts Jackson Center on top of Botkins 31-27. We'll be back on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It's been all Jackson Center in the last several minutes, and they lead Botkins 31-27 with 1:37 left in the third quarter coming out of that Botkins timeout. Carter Plyman with it, and the Trojans will try to get back to work here. Plyman works it across half court. Dribbling with it now, top of the key, goes inside, pulls up for a jumper. It's an air ball. No good. Jace Molinauer comes away with the rebound for Jackson Center. The Tigers go back down on their end there for a quick three from the left wing. Is Reed Platfoot. It's no good. Botkins comes away with the rebound. And the Trojans go to work on their end. Herzog has it for Botkins. He throws it over to Dosik. Dosik dribbling with it, throws a dangerous bounce pass to Meyer. Meyer able to come up with it and fire back to Dosik. Dosik goes up for a shot, no good. There's a foul that happened before the shot. That foul goes against Nolan Fark. That is his third. And that is the third team foul in this second half for the Tigers. Clock stopped with 51.9 seconds left. And the Trojans will take it in from under their own basket. Couple of substitutions coming in. And Plyman throws it back out to his older brother Colton, who goes right back to Carter. Carter turns, shoots from just ahead of the free throw line. It's no good. Fark grabs the rebound, throws it over in the left corner to Bryson Roberts. Roberts throws it back out near half court to Fark. 30 seconds and counting. Fark now exchanges with Camden Reese, and it looks like Jackson's going to go for one shot here as the clock continues to roll. 20 seconds and counting left in this third quarter. I believe it's the last 7 points Jackson Center has scored.
Right. Yeah, they flipped it. They were down four, now they're up four.
And there is a long three by Nolan Fark. Shot a little quicker than I thought, and that allows Botkins to race back down. It's Carter Plyman. He gets a shot to fall off the glass before halftime. Wow, how about that? They threw a pass back out near the volleyball line to Fark. He dribbled twice up, fired a three, got it to fall, but a little too much time left, and Coach Scott Elker not too happy about that, as we can see from up here in the mezzanine talking to his players right now. But still, Jackson Center was able to battle back from a 23-19 halftime deficit, and they lead 34-29 going into the fourth quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Jackson Center leads Bakken's 34-29 as we prepare to start this quarter. What a third quarter it was for Jackson Center, specifically the last few minutes of the third quarter.
15-6. I think Coach Elkert's anger at the end of the quarter was not so much the shot, it was nobody got back defensively.
Yes, that's true, as they left Plyman there to be able to go down and get that shot off the glass. Jackson, what a quick response, though, as they open up this fourth quarter with a three by Herzog. Nothing but net. They have been shooting great from three-point range today. And now Jackson Center is on top, 37-29. There's a three, no good by Jackson Center. Excuse me, by Botkins. Jackson Center grabs the rebound, and there is a foul committed by Botkins right in front of Jackson Center's bench, and that's where the Tigers will take it in from. That foul was by Brant Berger, 6'2" senior forward for the Trojans. That is just the Trojans' first foul of this second half. Jackson goes to work here.
We could probably get to Anna and do the second half of their game.
I think we could at this rate. Roberts with it. He goes over to Reese. Reese dribbling back out. Hands off to Fark. Fark dribbles right side. Then goes back over to Roberts. And there is a whistle. Offensive foul against Jackson Center. That was Grant Elkert who was called for that foul, his second foul. That's the Tigers' fourth team foul in this second half. Clock stops with 6:52 left.
Big possession here for Botkins. They're down eight. They do not want to go down double figures.
37-29 where the scorer stands at as Botkins begins this big possession. Carter Plyman has it. He throws it over. Now with it is Herzog. Herzog at the top of the key, dribbling. Dribbles back out right side. He only has it stolen. Regains control. Throws a bounce pass in traffic, and it's ripped away. Nolan Fark there with it now for Jackson Center. A dangerous pass there, Chuck. There were three Jackson Center players all in the vicinity of that. Now Jackson working on its end. Ahead by eight. The largest lead they've had all night as they've trailed most of the night. One lead change so far, though. That happened in the third quarter. It was all Botkins before then. Jackson trying to pull away now. 6:01 and counting left in the fourth. Elkert in the left corner. Dribbles inside. Loses it. Carter Plyman has it. And there is a whistle right after the ball was lost. That's a foul on Jackson Center. And that foul goes against Grant Elkert. That's his third foul now. And Jackson Center's 15th foul.
He made a real nice move on the baseline, but he got it tipped away from behind. You can't compound that by being upset and picking up your third foul. And I think his dad might be explaining that.
Yes, as Grant comes out and a substitution comes in for the Tigers. Botkins will now try to go to work here and find an answer. With it is Carter Plyman at the top of the key. Plyman dribbles inside from the right side, pulls up for a jumper off the glass. No good. Ball rolls out of bounds. I believe it's last off a Jackson player. Yes, it is. So Botkins will get another chance here. Carter Plyman throwing it in from under the basket. Bounce pass inside to Rylan Paul, and there is a foul by Jackson Center. Picking up that foul for the Tigers is Reed Platfoot. That is his first, and the sixth. Jackson Center has picked up a lot here quickly. Botkins could have the opportunity to be going to the free throw line here if Jackson Center continues to foul. Plyman will throw it in once again. He gets it inside to Herzog. Herzog fires a pass over to Berger. Berger goes inside to Paul. Paul back outside to Dosik. It goes inside, has a shot blocked. He gets his own rebound back outside to Carter Plyman. Left wing, three, nothing but net. That cuts the gap to 37-32 with 5 minutes and 23 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. And Bakken's coach Phil Groves calls a 30-second timeout. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. In Jackson Center, your Pro Hardware store is at 112 East Pike. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get 20% off DeWalt Power Tools through mid-December, plus 11% off solid wood, raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 different colors and styles. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like us on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center and at 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about this Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center gets the ball after that Bakken's timeout. Tigers ahead 37-32. 5:09 and counting left in the fourth quarter. There is a jumper by Fark. No good. Carter Flyman grabs the rebound. He's now taking it across half court. Throws it over to J.J. Meyer. Meyer goes over to Herzog. Herzog left wing back to Meyer. Meyer goes back to Herzog. Herzog left wing dribbling. Goes inside and throws it back out to Carter Flyman at the top of the key. Flyman dribbling. He backs out near half court. Bakken slowing down now. Flyman dribbles inside, falls down, follows up a shot. It is no good. There for the rebound is Jace Mullenauer. Flyman struggling to get up. It's 5-on-4 back on Jackson Center's end. There's a wide open three by Bryson Roberts. No good, but Jackson gets the rebound. Here comes Carter Flyman racing back down the court. And we do have a whistle. There's stopping action for Carter Flyman, whose back looks like it's bothering him a bit after that last shot.
His step down there when he fell, his heel just kind of slid on the floor. And I would be in the hospital, but he's a youngster. He'll be back.
They are going to take Flyman out as action is stopped here. Coming in for Bodkins is Brant Berger, 6'2" senior forward. Jackson will get the ball in at half court. Once play resumes, they are wiping up the court back where Flyman fell down. And we're about to resume here. Taking it in for Jackson Center is Bryson Roberts. He throws a pass into Fark. They exchange again. So with it is Roberts. 4:16 and counting left in the fourth quarter. He dribbles and is fouled. That foul was against Berger. That is his second, Bakken's second, with 4:13 left.
Well, you have fouls to give, but you should attempt to make a steal. Don't just go up there and hack the guy.
37-32. Jackson Center leads Bakken's. Will once again take it in from half court and from the scorer's table. Roberts throws it in to Fark. Fark dribbles left side. Hands it off to Reese. Reese goes back over in the right corner, and there he finds Jace Mullenauer, who knocks down a three. Nothing but net. That pushes the lead to 40-32. Back to 8 points. Carter Flyman fires up a jumper. He came back in quick off the front of the rim. No good. Jackson Center racing back down to its end. Here's a bounce pass and a long three by Mullenauer. No good this time. And there, grabbing the rebound, is Dosek. Dosek throws up court to Meyer. Dosek with it now on the right side. 3:33 and counting. Hawkins resetting here. Like you said, it was a quick rebound for Carter Flyman, who came back in at the first opportunity. And there, Bakken's loses it. Coming away with it is Fark. He throws up the court to Mullenauer, who goes up for a jumper. Excuse me, a shot off the glass, rather. No good. Beautiful.
Wow, what a block.
Beautiful block by Carter Flyman on that. Knocks it back out into the stands. Jackson will take it in from there. But the Tigers still ahead, 42-32.
Yeah, I mean, he's young, but I'm hoping this isn't going to be something that kind of plagues him a little bit this year, because the back can be kind of iffy.
Going inside for a shot and having it blocked was Camden Reese. Bodkins races back down, and we have a quick foul by Jackson Center before a shot attempt by Carter Flyman.
Well, they got beat back down the floor again that time.
They did. I was momentarily distracted as I had something come from the stands behind me and hit me. Guess someone's listening.
They didn't like what you said.
Bryson Roberts picked up that foul for Jackson Center. Plyman at the line for a 1-1. It's nothing but net. Second one coming up. That was the seventh team foul for Jackson Center. Something the Tigers will have to watch as this game continues. Plyman back at the line for a second attempt. Shot is up. It rolls out. No good. Mullenauer there for the rebound. 3:01 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Jackson ahead, 42-33. Camden Reese dribbling, throws it back to Nolan Fark. Fark goes back out to Bryson Roberts. Roberts goes over to Reese again. Reese dribbling near half court. Hands it off to Fark, who comes and helps him out. They exchange again. Now with it, dribbling is Fark. Fark goes back over to Mullenauer, who fires a three from the right corner. No good. Off the rim. Jackson grabs the rebound, and Coach Scott Elkert calls a timeout. Clock stops with 2:32 left in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center leads Bakken's 40-33 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Bakken's. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, closed from 1 to 2, and open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. It's been a tale of two halves. It was all Bakken's in that first half, and it has been all Jackson in the second half. The Tigers ahead 40-33, 2:32 left in the fourth quarter. Jackson getting the ball coming out of that timeout. Good time to take a timeout by Coach Elkert after that miss.
Well, he wasn't sure. When they got the rebound, that was a good one to set it up and reset the game for the kids.
Bryson Roberts dribbling near half court with it. He throws a bounce pass to Camden Reese. Reese goes back to Nolan Fark. Fark dribbling near half court, and he is fouled. That is Ryland Paul picking up that foul. That is Paul's first foul of the game. And just Bakken's third here in this second half. Jackson fires a pass long. And they work it across half court. With it is Mullenauer. Mullenauer on the right wing throws it over to Camden Reese, and there is a foul by Bakken's. Picking up that foul for the Trojans is J.J. Meyer. I believe that is just his first. That is the fourth foul for Bakken's with 2:01 left, and Jackson will take it in from across the court from where we're at. We're getting on the mezzanine high above the scorer's table, surrounded by fans and some young fans as well.
I just got one's attention.
There is another foul by Bakken's. That one was committed by Jordan Herzog, his first. Five team fouls, 1:58 left. Jackson throws it in again. Nolan Fark with it. Gets it across half court. He's being guarded by Ryland Paul. He throws a pass over to Roberts. Roberts goes to Reese. Reese has it ripped away by Colin Dosek, who goes down and gets a shot. That cuts the gap to 5, 40-35, 1:35 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Boy, Bakken's needed that there.
Yep.
Jackson with it now. Back on their end, and we have a whistle. It is a foul by Ryland Paul. That will be Bakken's sixth foul. That is Paul's second. And Jackson Center will take it in from in front of the scorer's table. Once again, clock stopped with 1:27 left in the fourth quarter. Tigers ahead by 5. Roberts throws it in to Camden Reese, and Reese is fouled almost immediately by Jordan Herzog. That is the 17th foul, And now Jackson Center will be going to the free throw line, just like Botkins is.
Well, they make free throws, which is a staple. This is a Scott Elker kind of game.
Yes.
You get the lead, you hold the ball, you make them foul, you make free throws, and you win the game.
Camden Reese at the line, 6'3" senior. He gets the first to fall, nothing but net. Second is coming up. Couple of substitutions coming in between these free throws. Reese at the line. His shot is up. Off the rim, no good. There is Dosek for the rebound for Botkins. He throws it to Carter Plyman across half court. Plyman throws it back to Dosek. Dosek dribbling. He throws it over to Berger. Berger goes inside, pulls up for a shot, no good. Fark grabs the rebound for Jackson Center. And Botkins committed a foul. Is that Berger or
yeah.
was... Okay, that was Berger with that one. It was. That is his third foul now, the eighth team foul for Botkins. Clock stops with 1 minute, 13 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And Fark is going to the free throw line for Jackson Center. Fark dribbles. First attempt is up. It's nothing but net. He will go back for a second one. Fark dribbles at the line. Second attempt is up. It's nothing but net. Botkins takes it in. 1:12 and counting left in the fourth quarter. The Trojans trail 43-35. A quick miss, but rebound. Herzog with the rebound goes back out. They're getting a nice bounce. Is Colin Dosek. Wow, did that hit the back of the... I kind of like hit the back of the glass, rolled on the back of the rim and fell in, didn't it?
Looked like a pitching wedge. A nice backspin on that free throw.
That cuts the gap to 43-38. So once again, it's a 5-point deficit. Botkins stays in it. Coach Phil Groves all over that and calls a timeout. It will be Jackson Ball coming into this timeout.
I'm impressed with Dosek. He's starting to give them some offense. It can't be the Carter Plyman show all night long, because if you're handling the ball on the point, they expect you to do all the scoring. They expect you to be the rebounder and the shot blocker. You get worn out at the end of a game, especially offensively, and that's what happened to Carter the last time down. Dosek picked him up, but he had the shot, and I think his legs are tired.
Jackson Center will take it in. 43-38. The Tigers lead the Trojans. Jackson quickly gets it inbound to Camden Reese, and he is fouled right away by Jordan Herzog. That is Herzog's third. Clock stopped with 57.9 seconds left. And the teams walk down the floor. Reese goes to the free throw line. Ready for another one-and-one opportunity here. Reese dribbles at the line. His first attempt is up off the front of the rim. No good. There's who else? Colin Dosek for the rebound. He throws it to Carter Plyman, who fires up a long three from the volleyball line. No good. There is a rebound by Lucas Heitkamp for Jackson Center. He threw it over to Fark. Fark had it on the opposite end of the court. He was getting mobbed by Botkins defenders, and Jackson Center coach Scott Elkert calls a timeout. Clock stopped with 46.2 seconds left. It will be Jackson Ball coming in from that timeout. The Tigers ahead 43-38. Again, tomorrow here on Scores Broadcast, we will have girls basketball as Mister travels to Fort Laramie. We will have the Jackson Center boys again on Tuesday as Fort Laramie travels to Jackson for a Shelby County Athletic League game. 46.2 seconds left again. 43-38. Jackson Center is leading Botkins. What's the message here coming out of that timeout for Jackson, Chuck?
Well, for Jackson, they just want to make sure you're strong with the basketball, because you know you're going to get fouled. So get the ball, protect it, and then go to the free throw line.
Jackson gets it in safely, getting the inbounds pass. Was Fark. And he throws it to Mullenauer, and Mullenauer is fouled. That was
Carter Plyman.
Thank you. Picking up the foul for Botkins. That is his second. That is the 10th team foul now for Botkins. Clock stop with 39.7 seconds left. So Molinauer at the line for two. He gets the first to fall, nothing but net.
15 now for Molinauer for the night.
I think he's an early favorite for the Clancy star of the game for Jackson Center.
But isn't going to be the kid that's been sitting beside me, I promise you that.
Molinauer dribbling at the line. Second free throw is up. Nothing but net. Jackson Center takes a 45-38 lead with 39.7 seconds left. Wyman takes the ball across half court, races up the far end of the court, goes along the baseline, has a shot blocked by Reese. There's a rebound by Fark. Fark dribbling, gets it across half court, still dribbling, hasn't been fouled yet, throws it to Roberts. Roberts goes over to Elkert. Elkert goes back to Fark, and there is a foul of 24.1 seconds left. Picking up that foul for Botkins was Rylan Paul. That's his third. Fark going to the free throw line. First attempt is up. Off the rim, no good. He'll go back for a second. Tigers in a good spot, even if he misses this one, as they are up 45-38. He does miss it off the front of the rim. Still a multiple possession game. Wyman races down with it after grabbing the rebound. He throws it over to Dosek, who goes up for a three. There were two Jackson Center players that were there to have hands on it, and there is a jump ball called. Possession arrow does favor Botkins, so they get it with 18.3 seconds left. They throw it into Plyman. Plyman dribbles, pulls up for a three from the top of the key, off the rim, and no good. There is a rebound by Elkert, and he is immediately fouled. They really got chipper down there on that one, Chuck. That was Jordan Herzog there, who committed the foul. The two players got into it after that. One official yanked Herzog back. The officials are now talking this over. Clock stopped with 12 seconds left, and we have a technical foul called.
It's going to be on Elkert.
So that was after Herzog committed the initial foul. They're talking it over here. That should be Jackson shooting first, Chuck.
Yep, Jackson will shoot, then Botkins will shoot, and then Botkins will get the ball in.
Clock stopped again with 12 seconds left. Jackson Center ahead, 45-38. The officials talking this over again.
Well, I don't know. You've got to shoot at this end because Botkins gets the ball.
And they are now going to do that. So here comes Elkert to shoot his free throws. Again, he's the one who had the technical foul called on him. Elkert at the line for two. First attempt is up. It rolls in after rattling in the rim. That pushes the lead to 46-38. Pending Elkert's second free throw. It's on the way. It rolls off the rim. No good. So the gap stays at 8 points. Now Botkins will come down and shoot, and it is Carter Plyman who will shoot these free throws for the Trojans. Plyman dribbles at the line. First attempt is up. Off the back of the rim, no good. He'll be back for a second.
When your shooting kind of slips on you, it's usually tired legs, and I think that's what Carter's got going.
Second free throw. Oh, it rolls around the rim, goes on the back of the rim, and then falls out. That was a tough one to miss. So the score stays 46-38 with 12 seconds left. As Chuck noted, after that technical, Botkins does get the ball here. They throw it into Plyman. Plyman across half court goes to Dosek. Dosek goes up for a three from the right wing. Unguarded, no good. Both squads race for the rebound. It's knocked back inside after players fall out. Coming away with it, it's Plyman. He goes up for a shot. No good. There is the buzzer, and that is your final. Jackson Center comes back after a slow first half and beats Botkins 46-38. We are going to pause for a commercial break, and when we come back, we will have final statistics from Chuck and the Clancy's stars of the game. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
I'm Bryant Billing alongside Chuck McBee, 46-38. Jackson Center beats Botkins in this Shelby County Athletic League game. What a game it was. A ton of three-pointers made by both of these teams. A clean game until the final minutes of the fourth quarter, that is, when both were forced to foul. Things got a little chipper near the end. But still, Jackson is able to come away with the victory, and a key one they certainly needed, Chuck, after losing that heartbreaker to Rushi the first weekend of the season. It would have been tough falling behind two league games in standings if they would have lost this one tonight after trailing most of that first half, all that first half.
Yeah, they got balanced. It was the Carter Plyman show. And he had 9 points in the first 2 minutes of the game. And then they kind of regrouped, and they kept battling back, got the lead at the end of the third quarter by five, ended up winning the thing by eight. The Clancy's players of the game, let's take a look at the scoring for Botkins. They were led by Carter Plyman with 19. Dosik, who I think is going to have a nice career for the Trojan, had 8. And they got 4 from Colton Plyman. Again, maybe you're going to see more and more of him during the season. On the other side, Jace Mullenauer had 16 and 11 for Nolan Fark. 8 for Roberts, 7 for Grant Elkert. And my Clancy's players of the game are Jace Mullenauer for Jackson Center and Carter Plyman for the Trojans.
Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Jackson Center 46, Botkins 38 in the Shelby County Athletic League game here tonight at the Fieldhouse. Tomorrow, listen on scoresbroadcast.com as we have a great girls basketball game. Minster travels to Fort Laramie. Airtime anticipated to be at 12:55. We'll go on in the JV game in the fourth quarter of that one. Thanks again for listening. For our on-site engineer and color, Chuck McBee, I'm Bryant Billing. The rest they say is history. See you tomorrow.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.